in this bulletin, the Chinese foreign minister wraps up his diplomatic blitz of Pacific countries with a visit to Timor-Leste. Queen Elizabeth expresses appreciation for the renaming of an island in Canberra to mark her platinum jubilee. And in sport, Australian boxer George Kambosos makes weight for his world championship fight, but not without drama. Good afternoon, Claire Slattery with SBS News. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has wound up his eight-nation regional tour of Pacific countries with a visit to Timor-Leste. The visit has resulted in the signing of a bilateral agreement between the two countries covering air services, healthcare and economic cooperation. China has shelved a broader trade and security pact it was hoping to sign with 10 Pacific countries after many of them declined, saying they felt rushed. Timor-Leste's president José Ramos Horta has told Sky News his country is hoping to soon join the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, and has no need to sign a security partnership with China.
We don't feel threatened by anyone. We have the best possible relationship with the United States, with Indonesia, with Australia, New Zealand, Singapore, all the countries around us. We'll be joining ASEAN, hopefully in the near future. Our strategic interests are with the countries in our immediate region.
The administration of US President Joe Biden is continuing its campaign to strengthen gun laws in the country in the wake of recent mass shootings. The White House has been lit up in orange to raise awareness of the matter, with similar illuminations to take place in California and New York City this weekend. In an address to the annual meeting of the US Conference of Mayors, Vice President Kamala Harris says there are several steps that politicians must take to make people in the country safer.
So it's clear that we must renew the assault weapons ban. We must expand background checks. We must repeal the liability shield that protects gun manufacturers, and we must pass red flag laws to prevent people from possessing firearms if they are a danger to themselves or others.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has paid tribute to the victims of the Tiananmen Square massacre on the event's 33rd anniversary. Public events commemorating the bloody crackdown on pro-democracy student protesters are banned in mainland China. A large annual vigil usually takes place in Hong Kong, but has been shut down in recent years. Police have once again blocked off Hong Kong's Victoria Park, where the vigil used to take place, citing COVID-19 restrictions. Taiwan may be the only part of the Chinese-speaking world where a public event will be held. Mr. Blinken says that while people in China can no longer speak up for themselves, people around the world will ensure the efforts of the Tiananmen Square protesters to stand up against injustice and seek freedom will not be forgotten. Police say a fight over a girl has led to the death of a 16-year-old boy at a party at a Western Sydney home. The boy, who's yet to be publicly identified, died from a stab wound in the early hours of this morning at Ropes Crossing. Police are looking for the alleged offender, who they say is the boyfriend of a mutual friend who'd been invited to the party by a teenage girl at the gathering. Detective Chief Inspector Paul Tickner says it's a case of immature behaviour with tragic consequences.
Young boys, probably with some hormones running through the system. Somebody thought they had defended the right of their girlfriend at the scene, and unfortunately it's led to, you know, a young boy being killed. I mean, they shouldn't have been carrying knives in the first place.
Queen Elizabeth has expressed her appreciation at the renaming of Canberra's Aspen Island in her honour. The artificial landmark, located on the southeastern side of Lake Burley Griffin, will now be known as Queen Elizabeth II Island. The renaming is part of celebrations for the Queen's Platinum Jubilee, marking a record 70 years on the throne for the monarch. The Queen's message of appreciation for the renaming has been read out by Victorian Governor Linda Dessau.
It's a lovely and kind gesture reflective of the long-standing and close relationship between Australia and Britain, and my family and I are most appreciative. I hope Queen Elizabeth II Island continues to provide a place of enjoyment for all who go there.
In sport, an Australian boxer, George Kambosos, has made the required weight for his fight in Melbourne on Sunday after exceeding the limit just an hour before. Kambosos weighed in 163 grams over the weight limit for his lightweight fight against American Devin Haney. But 70 minutes later, he returned and weighed in under the required limit of 61.235 kilograms. Kambosos says he went to the toilet and had a hot shower to lose the weight. Kambosos is looking to become the first boxer in the modern era to be undisputed champion of the lightweight division. And that's the latest SBS News.